really want to assure the public that it is safe to vote, and that should there be any instances of voter intimidation at the polls, that my office is working with state and local law enforcement to address those issues as they arise. So the Attorney General's office has a voter election protection task force. I have selected a Deputy District Attorney, Richard Dehoney, to work with that task force throughout Election Day in fielding any concerns from local polling places that arise in terms of voter intimidation.
Have you, to this point, heard of any threats of this, or is this just all preemptive?
Yeah, thank you. It's really important to reiterate that there have been no credible threats reported of any concerns of anything concerning happening in polling locations on Election Day. Early voting has been going on. I haven't heard of any problems or any concerns. So I think it's really important. I think people can feel confident going to the polls. That being said, we have seen an uptick in kind of really hateful, biased incidents going on across Berkshire County. And I felt it was important to be prepared to address those, any of those potential situations that could happen at the polls immediately.
When you say voter intimidation, what do we mean by that?
You know, that's an excellent question. Voter intimidation can be difficult to define, and it really depends on the circumstances at the time. So we are in contact with the attorneys at the Attorney General's office, so we can report incidents to them and make determinations about what actually would constitute voter intimidation. But there are laws on the books that would be prosecutable by my office, like disorderly conduct at a polling location or not following the directives of the local election officials at the polls. Those are crimes, and those are crimes that my office certainly can prosecute. So, you know, disorderly conduct at a polling place, I think, would look like disorderly conduct could look at another kind of location.
But to be clear, there's a difference between a First Amendment right to, you know, gather on the sidewalk and hold a sign for a particular candidate and shout and honk horns and that kind of thing, which would be protected speech, and then, you know, something beyond that within the polling place or close to it?
Yeah. So in my communications with local law enforcement and with local elections officials, very much, you know, we will uphold people's free speech rights, and people have the right to, you know, go and campaign for their candidate as long as they're, you know, the proper distance away from a polling location. We support that. We support those rights. But, you know, what we're talking about are other kinds of actions that are designed to intimidate people from going to the polls and exercising their right to vote.
If somebody does feel a threat, or they think they've seen something that comes close to what you're talking about on Election Day, what should they do?
Well, they certainly can bring it up with the polling officials at their location. They can bring it up with the local law enforcement who should be present at the polling location. But if it's a situation where they feel more comfortable calling the Berkshire District Attorney's office, they can call our office. We will be responding to any election-related concerns throughout the day and after hours, and we will be in close contact with both local law enforcement, state law enforcement, the Attorney General's office to make sure that any concerns that arise are addressed promptly.
You're an elected Democrat in Berkshire County. What's your prediction for the outcome of the race on Tuesday?
Well, you know, I think in Berkshire County, it's pretty clear that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will carry the day. I'm hopeful that we'll have results across the state and nationally early. I'm hopeful that it'll be a really, that mostly hopeful that there will be a clear and decisive winner, because I think that is essential for the peace and stability across the country. But here in Berkshire County, I've received no information of any concerns relating to the election. This is really about proactive messaging, making sure that we're ready for whatever comes on Election Day.